Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, yesterday, in the city of Gauteng, we found out that there is an amount of money that was not spent when it comes to the budget. And it's an exorbitant amount of money. Over 3 billion, to be quite honest. About 3.4, 3.5 billion. So they returned 2.2 billion of that back to Treasury. And then they rolled over about 1.2 billion, meaning they're going to use that in the next financial year. This is the actual clip that you need to listen to, and then we'll have the discussion afterwards.
By the end of the financial year, we as the Gauteng provincial government, we had not spent the funds that were appropriated to the tune of about 3.4 billion, and we rolled over 1.2 of that, so we're sitting at about 2.2. If you do the arithmetic, so that's the amount that was not committed, where it was not linked to any invoices, where work was already done, and we contracts hadn't been signed to that effect. So that's the amount that part of it will be surrendered back to National Treasury for the various departments, because it's national transfers in the form of conditional grants, so it's not our money, and the other amount will go to the Provincial Revenue Fund, which the amount that related to the provincial equitable share.
That's Gauteng Treasury Head Ncumi Zamnyane, and that clip comes courtesy of Eyewitness News. Now, here's the thing, right? Generally, we speak about malfeasance, we speak about irregular spending, and that's obviously not something that we want. But at the same time, when funds have been allocated in a certain budget, you'd hope that those funds would get used, because service delivery is an issue, specifically in Gauteng. There are a lot of things that need to be done. So I don't really know what to make of this, because like I said, I don't want to use money just for the sake of using it, even if it means that the money gets spent and wasted or maybe even stolen. But to send back 2.2 billion, man, it just seems like such a wasted opportunity.
Yeah. It's a little disheartening, especially when you are driving into work this morning and you're having to duck and dive potholes, for instance. So it's just, it's potholes not working, it's water issues. There's so many things that are not functioning, and it becomes disheartening when you hear that over 2 billion has been taken back to Treasury, especially in light of the fact that at some point they had complained that because of the incorrect census, they were allocated less funds.
Yes.
So you had complained that you received less funds, but the funds that you did receive, you didn't spend.
But as she correctly pointed out also, some of these contracts were not signed. Invoices are not processed. So if the procedure is not followed, there's nothing we can do about that. If the contract's not signed before the financial year ends, we can't pay that money over, because that in itself would be a huge problem. Dare I say a scandal.
I agree with that. But then it just says administratively, you guys need to tighten whatever needs to be tightened. Because every time that things are not happening, there's always some form of an administrative scapegoating that happens. Mm. And it's problematic. Fix your administrative processes. Get things that need to be done, guys. Mm.
There is a lack of efficiency, honestly speaking. But on the census element, I listened to Lebogang Maile speaking, and he indicated that for them, a certain amount that had to be surrendered back to Treasury was due to the fact that Treasury told them that they overstated their population. Mm. So that census that was done around COVID time has been quite problematic for many. That it seemed as though, because now Gauteng was said to be the most populated, they got more money. So Treasury said to them that, in fact, we gave you more than you deserve. So a portion of that also had to go back as per the instruction of Treasury. So it's a difficult one, but the efficiency problem in implementing some of their programs is really disheartening, because there are a lot of things that need to be done here. Like you say, the potholes and water issues and Hammanskraal and everywhere else.
Yeah.
Okay, so give us a shout then. Let us know. Do you prefer that money, for example, not get wasted and sent back to Treasury, as we've seen, because, you know, procedure was not complete in time before the financial year end? Or do you feel like it's a wasted opportunity? It's a double-edged sword, right? You can't have it both ways. Because if you're saying that this money should have been used by any means necessary. You're also opening yourself up to a lot of scrutiny and, dare I even say, maybe the money could get wasted or stolen. So maybe this is better.
Mbora in Aletonia Losis, the way she's saying it, I feel so accomplished. Lapo, there's, like everyone is saying, there's so many things that could have been done, Ngale man. Lapo, she's like rolling, we saved, woo, girl.
Well, again, in all fairness, she didn't seem proud of it. She didn't say we saved the money. She was just saying specifically, just speaking as a matter of fact, why it was that that amount of money was sent back, and then why they then reappropriated the other 1.2 to go into their own fund because they will put it to good use in the future.
See, so the money taken back, it just clearly shows you if invoices are not signed, Hosho or Sizwe did not pay the kickback. So, nyaglaya, ngeng sign invoice lakho. But yet, some of these things are service delivery, as we all say. For Gauteng to return such amount of money, kuyavukwa la kwema office. Kwenzani lapho? Bayenzani labantu? In government departments. As cool men, madoda, ayikho.
Again, I don't want to speculate as to why invoices aren't signed. You can tell us that if you know. But generally, let me tell you, in construction, it could be a lot of things. I could get a project now, and then I calculate that I'll complete this project in 3 months. Then all of a sudden, it rains, for example, right? You can't work when it's raining. Or we've got water disruptions. Or we've got electricity disruptions. Or there's all sorts of things that then hamper the project. And instead of us completing it in 3 months within that financial year, we then need to carry over and I'll tell you we'll complete it next year, for example.
Mm.
Now, all of a sudden, we don't fall within this financial year and construction projects can be in the hundreds of millions. All it takes is two or three of them, already talking billions.
Mm-hmm.
No, man, this thing is very sad. We're not saying, if money is not being used, they must keep it just for the fun of it. But in Gauteng, we have so many things, services that are not there. We don't have street poles, we have potholes. Like, iguning, guys. Someone is not doing their job or someone was not doing their job during that time that this money was allocated. So, yeah, wow, our government.
I definitely agree with that. Somebody is not doing their job. And we need to find out who that person is. Because that's a 2.2 billion rand mistake.
I'd rather keep and ask for more than to return and then sit and do nothing. But this speaks of when you run an office that you don't, because public office at least needs someone that will have a knowledge of how economics work and how finances work. Because we'll sit on those budget meeting, like when we have to do the adjustment, budget adjustment, at least you need to know and also be able to say, no, we cannot return this such an amount of money because we're having these programs that we're going to run in the next financial year. So rather have a supporting statement that says, yes, we do have this. And then if they have to pull you out, then you have to be able to stand for your grounds. I'd rather keep and ask for more than to return and then sit and keep on doing press conference about lack of service delivery because we don't have budget. Whereas you have returned 2.2 billion. Come on.
Well, again, I guess it doesn't work like that. It's not your money to begin with, right? So what happens is there is an annual budget and at the end of the financial year, that budget must be accounted for. Money that was allocated to you versus money that was spent. And then if there's money left over, you need to explain where that money is. So that's why you return it. It's not to say that next year you're not going to get an allocation. You'll get another allocation. But you do raise a good point. If, for example, I allocated 10 rand to you this year and you only used 5 rand, next year I'm not going to allocate 10 rand to you. I'll probably allocate maybe like 6 rand to you because you've proven to me that you don't need the 10 rand. You see? That's where the problem is now.
Well, considering fiscal dumping issues, I think it's best and even commendable for them to return the money. But also, they must also be aware or keep in mind that whatever budget that they will request next year will be based on the amount of money that they have spent in this financial year. So this might be a setback for them as well.
Mm, indeed.
I see, Zoe, Mina, this issue of money, it breaks me into pieces. I'm actually in tears because I still have unpaid salaries and benefits and an injury on duty from Gauteng Department of health. The premier, in his own words, excluded my own child, as young as she was 9 years then, from being subsidized by government at school, and said she will study in her father's own country, U Premier Lesofi. Recently, Unomantu Nkomo Ralihuku promised to redress my issue of my unpaid salaries and benefits, and they didn't. So it is just one maladministration and corruption going on. If you can see the corruption and the report they gave me about investigating my unpaid salaries, it's shocking. It's really shocking. I am so saddened. It's so painful.
Hey, I'm sorry about that.
Mina Sizwe, I think it's better. Kungcono mayibuyiselwa kunokuthi inyamalale nje. Ingatholwa, you know? Kungcono mayibuyiselwa.
And that's a fair point as well, I guess.
This thing, it's really, really irritating because we've got problems with schools. Schools are overcrowded. Lezi zikhona, they need to be fixed and zibe to a certain standard. We've got problems with the street roads. We've got problem with the lights. We've got like huge, huge problems, problems with water. Now my question is, yes, I get that is a double-edged sword, right? But my question is, if we would be back nigeza ipachet, but it's nigeza u 5 rand, right? For unyaga wonke imali okumele uyispend bese mina ngispenda u1 rand bese ngibuyisela u4 rand emuva. Does now this means ukuthi next year kunokuthi banginikeze mhlawumbe u5 rand or u6 rand bazonginikeza mhlawumbe u2 rand ngoba mina ibudget yami vele ilingene u1 rand? Is that possible?
Yes, 100% correct. That is how generally it may work, because everything is based on projections, and the best way to predict future behavior is by looking at history. So, if historically the province does not spend the money that's allocated to him, then you reduce the budget.
When it comes to government financial transactions, I'm no longer trusting anything, nothing at all, Caesar. I'm not even sure whether that money went back to Treasury. In fact, we need a public, transparent statement report or an oversight company that will analyze and check these financial transactions when they happen. Hey, Sizwe, trust is no longer there.
This is a clear example to show that we have been led by the people who don't know what's happening in this country. They have no idea what's happening in this country. It's like they are leading us, but then they don't live in South Africa. They are living somewhere else where everything is functioning. Eh? Look at Natsiko is reporting that we have a massive, massive pothole. He's even reporting it on a... Oh, guys, come on. Yo, this is bad. They should just give that money to me. Send it to my account number. So, yeah, I'll make good use of it. Tango.
I want to... Enyinkinga yokubuyiselwa le mova ukuthi maleaning efood lapha ama loans kushuthi nje kuthathwa ama loan okukhokhwa ama interest ngemali engasebenzwanga bayebona ke manje nayo inkinga yokubuyisela imali emova yebo service delivery enye futhi ebaluleke kakhulu kodwa cabanga ama loan lawa athathiwe for le mali ukuthi iyosebenza.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.